This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Flights are arriving and departing Hong Kong's international airport Wednesday after clashes at the airport shut down operations the past 2 days. Before boarding Air Force One, President Trump on Tuesday was asked about the unrest in Hong Kong.
The Hong Kong thing is a very tough situation, very tough. We'll see what happens, but I'm sure it'll work out. I hope it works out for everybody, including China, by the way. I hope it works out for everybody.
The demonstration started 10 weeks ago over proposed legislation that would allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial. That protest grew into calls for the pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Lam has suspended the legislation but says she will not resign. The Trump administration announced a new policy that would impede immigrants already here in the U.S. from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect in about 2 months on October the 15th. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling wildfires in Greece Wednesday, with the largest burning out of control on an island nature reserve north of Athens, causing 4 villages and a monastery to be evacuated. Greece is calling in assistance from Croatia and Italy. A total of 56 forest fires broke out around the country during a 24-hour period spanning from Monday night into Tuesday. So far, one volunteer firefighter was transported to the hospital with burn injuries. And South Korea says it's removing Japan from its list of trusted trade partners to a new category that brings more restrictions on exports on sensitive goods. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is welcoming new treatments for